Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment says that amidst the economic downturn in the real estate markets, there will be a new category of survivors, people who will use this down market to advance themselves and their businesses. Lorraine Dyson has been a marketing expert in the Southern California real estate and business arena for the past 25 years, and she's the author of Dare to Succeed as a Woman in Real Estate. She's the founder and principal of Dynasty Consultants. This is a firm dedicated to creative thinking and solutions for clients with business and lifestyle challenges. She's a celebrated presenter, author, and speaker, a television show host, and has been voted Realtor of the Year by the San Diego North County Association of Realtors. Joining us on the line from her offices in San Diego is Lorraine Dyson. Lorraine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
It is indeed a new world. What are you seeing out there in the real estate market on Main Street in Southern California right now? We're sitting in mid-July of 2009.
Well, I think that most of your listeners have heard that some of the key areas that have really been hit hardest by the real estate freefall have been areas such as Florida, Las Vegas, Nevada areas, but particularly in Southern California. In California, the statistics are showing that the markets are truly depressed, and so goes the realtors' confidence that work in those markets.
In a market like this, how does a woman in real estate, and I know that's your focus, how does a woman in real estate really keep herself emotionally, mentally, and financially sustained? This is not easily done.
Well, I think that the whole country, women included, from Wall Street, as you said, to Main Street, are taking stock of what's really important and what's essential in life. There are few people that have the same high disposable incomes as they had in the past. And as you said, it's a whole new world, and some people just won't be able to survive emotionally or mentally or financially, but it really doesn't have to be that way. The women that are in this business are going to be considered a new category of survivors because they are open to using a down market to look at changes that they can make within their marketplace and within themselves.
I wanted to shift gears. Your book is Dare to Succeed as a Woman in Real Estate, obviously addressing many of these issues. Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because many bookstores and computer online services are filled with books about real estate, about the nuts and bolts of real estate, yeah, about the different techniques that can be used in a business manner, but none of them, not one, addresses the psyche, the intuition of a woman. And women in real estate make up the majority of real estate agents in our country, and there is a unique attributes that women have that make them particularly well suited for real estate sales, and this is the area that I've addressed in my book.
Again, the book is Dare to Succeed as a Woman in Real Estate, and we're visiting with Lorraine Dyson. She's the author. If you're interested in ordering the book, and we're going to talk about it in just a moment, that website, www.thesmallbusinesscompany.com, to order the book, Dare to Succeed as a Woman in Real Estate. And we're visiting with Lorraine Dyson. Lorraine, how does intuition work in business, and why is it so important?
Intuition is very important in business, and women just naturally have those instincts. In fact, it's a cliche, women's intuition. But when you apply it to the marketplace in real estate, I call that market intuition. And that happens when women combine analytical knowledge and intuition together. And analytical knowledge would include square footage, price, amenities, and floor plans. And that is based on basically the five senses: what you see, what you hear, smell, taste, and touch. Whereas intuition is based on images, patterns, and impressions, such as the mood, the space, the colors, the ambiance, and the feelings of a property. So intuition combined with the analytical process gives women an edge, and I think that that is the main reason why you'd want to really develop that, so you can really provide that extra service, that extra bit of caring, that extra bit of insight as to what the client is expecting. So it is important to really use those and not just be stuck on the nuts and bolts of a transaction.
Lorraine, your book includes what you call the DARE process, D-A-R-E, that acronym. It might be productive to walk through your system and get a feel for how it works.
Yes, this is a very exciting part of the book. This process, the DARE process, is a four-step process for dramatically improving your business. And the first step is D, for decide, and this is important because you need to come to the realization first that you have a problem that you need to fix. As a woman in real estate, you must make a conscious decision that you really need to make a positive change in your business, and you must want to make more money and have free time and have less stress, more fulfilling relationships. So it's very important. Your decision must be very focused and goal-oriented and committed. The second step, A, for analyze, covers the sound business decisions that should be based on facts, not emotions. And it really will help you determine the exact cause of the problems that have been inhibiting your success and growth. And there's a simple one-page analysis that gathers everything you need and points you in the right direction. So basically, you're collecting relevant facts. You're basically diagnosing the cause and cost of using these new steps through the DARE process. And you're able to access available resources to determine the most cost-effective and business-effective solutions. The third step is realize, and this is where the DARE process helps you innovate and initiate new programs to re-energize your business. There's a focus on key areas with plans that contain simple steps to ensure that you just don't miss a thing. There are areas where you can tailor each new plan to your specific criteria. You can communicate with your coworkers, clients, and professional network if you need their support. And there's a way that you can test out your new plan before you even launch it at full speed. The fourth step, evaluate, is a plan where you can just go hand in hand with your other one-page realization plans, and you'll find out what's working and how well. It's important to know that you can measure your new plans. And many people don't go back to this step, but this is really the important step, is to really be able to measure what you've done. So there's a way we can develop a system to accurately measure the success. There are track and measure templates provided. There's a way that we can monitor their marketplace and make any adjustments. And I feel that through the book and through the accompanying CD, which has the same information but on a downloadable form, the individual agent will have everything they need to revamp and recreate their life, not only in business, but in their personal life, too.
Ah, beautiful. I wanted to just shift gears again with maybe a little predictive insight from you. Do you have a sense of what it's going to take and how long it's going to take for your market area in Southern California to begin to recover?
Well, there have been experts since 2005, 2006, 2007 that said it was going to be just the next quarter. But we can see all over the country this is a severe evaporation of real estate sales that are available to sustain a real estate agent's life. So I would say that we're still looking at another couple of years. Here we are, July 2009, and I think it's going to take us through 2010. So it's very important that a real estate agent have a long-range plan of how they're going to survive in this market.
In terms of that survival piece, and again, this is a nuts and bolts question, are there opportunities? And if so, what are some of the opportunities if they're not new home sales or existing home sales?
There still are many opportunities out in the real estate business, but they take a little bit of a different twist of what the normal agent has been comfortable with.
Yeah.
This requires a superior set of financial knowledge to work with real estate lenders and banks, and to be able to really understand how a loan modification or a short sale or a transfer of title can take place in this marketplace when you do not have normal buyer expectations or normal seller expectations or normal financing.
Well, thanks for that insight. The book is Dare to Succeed as a Woman in Real Estate. We've been visiting with Lorraine Dyson. She's the author. To order the book, www.thesmallbusinesscompany.com. Lorraine Dyson, the author, has been our guest. Lorraine, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David. It's been great to be with you.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.